Chapter 14. There I stood. Behind me the semicircle of the crew seemed to recoil from the man and from Mr. Hollybrass, who appeared not far behind.
"Miss Doyle," the captain said with barely suppressed fury, "what is the meaning of this?"
I stood mute. How could I explain to him? Besides, there were no words left within me. I had gone through too many transformations of mood and spirit within the last 24 hours. When I remained silent, he demanded,
"Why are you dressed in this scandalous fashion? Answer me!"
The angrier he became, the darker grew the color of the welt on his face.
"Who gave you permission to climb into the rigging?"
I backed up a step and said, I've joined the crew." Unable to comprehend my words, Captain Jaggery remained staring fixedly at me. Then gradually he did understand. His face flushed red, his fists clenched.
"Miss Doyle," he said between gritted teeth, "you will go to your cabin, remove these obscene garments, and put on your proper dress. You are causing a disruption. I will not allow it."
But when I continued to stand there, unmoving, making no response, he suddenly shouted,
"Did you not hear me? Get to your cabin."
"I won't," I blurted out. "I'm no longer a passenger. I'm with them." So saying, I stepped back until I sensed the men around me. The captain glared at the crew.
"And you," he sneered. "I suppose you'd have her."
The response of the men was silence. The captain seemed unsure what to do.
"Mr. Hollybrass," he barked finally.
"Waiting your orders, sir."
The captain flushed again. He shifted his attention back to me.
"Your father, Miss Doyle," he declared. "He would not allow this."
"I think I know my father, an officer in the company who owns this ship, and your employer, better than you," I said. "He would approve of my reasons." The captain's uncertainty grew. At last he replied,
"Very well, Miss Doyle. If you do not assume your proper attire this instant, if you insist upon playing these games, you shall not be given the opportunity to change your mind. If crew you are, crew you shall remain. I promise I shall drive you as I choose."
"I don't care what you do," I threw back at him. The captain turned to the first mate.
"Mr. Hollybrass, remove Miss Doyle's belongings from her cabin. Let her take her place in the forecastle with the crew. Put her down as Mr. Doyle, and list Miss Doyle in the log as lost. From this point on, I expect to see that he works with the rest."
With that, he disappeared into the steerage.